Let's get to the latest on the crash of Germanwings Flight 9525 and the shocking announcement today from the chief French prosecutor handling the investigation into that crash that the co-pilot brought down the plane intentionally after locking the pilot out of the cockpit. The co-pilot is a 28-year-old or was a 28-year-old German national named Andreas Lubitz and was recorded on the plane's black box, calm and not saying a word as the plane went down. And this morning, the French prosecutor, heard here through a CNN translator, stopped short of calling the co-pilot's actions terrorism or suicide.
So far as I know, there's no camera within the cockpit to film the co-pilot, but we don't get the feeling that there was any particular panic because the breathing remains steady.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris with the latest on this. And Eleanor, what more did we learn today about what happened during those final minutes on that flight?
Well, basically, the prosecutor gave us a blow-by-blow account of what happened in those final minutes, and it was very shocking. They reached cruising altitude, and it was a normal flight. Apparently, the pilot and co-pilot were in a normal conversation about different things. The pilot asked him to take over while he excused himself. "You hear the door shut," said the prosecutor. And at that point, he said everything changed. He immediately took the plane off of automatic pilot and began to manipulate the buttons which make the plane descend. Now, he stressed that this cannot be done accidentally or involuntarily. He said it means turning a button several times. Then he said a couple minutes later, the pilot knocked on the door to come back in. And since the September 11th attacks, there's a new system on cockpit doors. They have, you know, they're steel enforced and you have an alarm system. Anyway, he showed who he was, but the co-pilot didn't let him in.
I was just going to ask, are investigators saying anything about whether there was a motive, if indeed this is what happened?
Well, this is now the question, that what could be the motive? Because at some point, you never heard another word from the cockpit, like you said, and you just heard his steady breathing. At this point, the Marseille control towers are calling up to him. They're asking other planes to contact the plane, to please put the plane in peril signals on, because the plane is going down rapidly. And he doesn't say a word, to the point even the altitude alarms go off and the pilot is slamming on the door, screaming at the end. He never says a word and it just plows into the mountain.
What more do we know about this co-pilot and his training? We know that he was 18 months out of flight school.
That's right. The CEO of Lufthansa spoke today at a press conference. I mean, they are absolutely shocked, Carsten Spohr. And he said right now, German privacy laws, medical privacy laws, he doesn't know why he was out. But he said he came back and got the proper training to get up to speed. He made it clear that Lufthansa had absolute confidence in this pilot and that he had had all the necessary training, psychological checks, and everything.
Yeah, well, actually, we heard from the CEO, as you said today. This is Carsten Spohr. Let's listen to what he said. Here he is speaking through a translator.
We have a very high-flung and sophisticated selection procedure. Later on, during the training and later on also during his professional life, the person is observed.
And as you say, Eleanor, there have been questions about the kind of screening procedures and psychological testing that has to go on with these pilots. But you're saying Lufthansa, they say that they did everything as they should have.
Oh, absolutely. It was, you know, they had an impeccable safety record, Lufthansa. You know, everything is being reexamined now. They're talking about never should. Some companies, airlines already say one person cannot remain alone in the cockpit. And they're saying, analysts are saying that's pretty much probably going to be throughout the industry now. They're going to require two people be in the cockpit. A lot of things might change. The locks on these doors might change. We're going to see a lot of changes. But right now, people are just in a state of shock. They cannot understand why this man would have done this. And this news has broke just as hundreds of these family members have reached the space. And I'm watching on French television, you know, they're huddled on a field by a makeshift memorial under this mountain. And they all know what has happened now. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke. She said, "I wish I could talk about this accident like I did yesterday," because she was there yesterday. She said, "But it's a crime." She called it a crime.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley joining us from Paris with the latest on what has turned into perhaps an even more terrible story than it already was, the crash of Germanwings Flight 9525. Eleanor, thank you for joining us.
It's good to be with you.